tomorrow.
It is.
Oh, good. Great. Practice in front of all these listeners.
Don't think of them. It's just me.
No, I don't. There's people listening. There's people listening over on the internet.
I know, but you can't think of them.
I shared it on Instagram. I shared it on all the socials.
Oh, yeah, it's just everywhere. I shared it too.
They're listening, but I didn't want you to think of that.
Let me see. What was I playing wrong? Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Trying to go for a lean, nasty sound here. Everyone's got the overblown, you know, huge Marshall imitate sound. I'm going to try and go for the lean, nasty sound.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kick a hole in the speaker.
Going to kick a hole? Oh, yes, right. Yeah, like Dave Davies. You know, you just stab it with a knitting needle. Yeah. Let me see. All right. Okay, well, hold on a second. Keep leaning too far. Oops, excuse me, folks. So anyway, we're going to,
You got a job.
Job, oh yeah. I hate my doggone job. Okay, folks, let's do it. I hate my doggone job.
Sounds
about
good.
Hating jobs. Let's go for that doggone. This is a doggone sound. I got the doggone sound on guitar here.
They're eating your dogs!
We're trying not to be topical. I like to go for timeless, but hey, you can't resist that one. That is pretty, I've got to admit. Anyway, folks, okay, I hate my doggone job. Ready, aim, a one, two, three, well, I hate my doggone job.
Listening to Moto, they're gonna do how many more songs you want to do, Paul?
Oh boy, when did they throw us out? Oh no,
I mean, it doesn't look like there's a show coming in, so you,
oh, really?
Yeah, you want
what happens?
Four?
What happens to
then,
you?
Then I put it in audio,
oh,
remote control audio, whatever.
Oh, I understand. I don't know, you want to take a stab
automation.
At
automation?
I'm trying to get you to dance.
Let's go for it. I mean,
I'm trying to get you to dance. Trying to get you to dance, dance, dance. Trying to get you to dance. I'm trying to get you to sing. Trying to get you to sing. Sing, sing, trying to get you to sing. Sing, sing. Like we've been playing it all our lives.
Yeah, it looks like I got a little time here, so we should do a little interviewing while we're at it.
Oh, okay.
Now, Moto, been around since the 80s, haven't they?
Yes, the 80s.
What was your first album? What year?
Wasn't it like the first year of...
I think the first year I got together with the first band we actually called Moto was that kind of 81. 81, yeah.
I know more than Corey.
Where I was born, I know that.
I don't know, he's 79, yeah. Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
First album, that's hard to say. It all depends on what format you describe an album in. I think maybe 85.
Oh, yeah, you're making cassettes, huh?
Yeah, 85. We were going to have a single out, but, we had trouble... we had trouble with the label who wanted to have a record out by us way back in the 80s, and they never got released, and that happens a lot, but anywho, here I am.
How many albums have you put out since 81?
No
idea.
I have to go on, what is that website?
Discogs?
Yeah.
And look and see.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll have to do that.
So go look for yourself.
I'm thinking...
A dozen?
I think we're in double digits.
Really?
I think we're in double digits that and for singles and seven-inch singles and compact discs and homemade cassettes. And I have a long checkered recording history.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you toured five times in Japan.
Five times in Japan, yeah. I've been to Japan five times.
What years were we looking at?
I think 2010, 2011, I think 2013, I think 2015, 2017, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, those were great times to be in Japan.
Yeah, 2017.
Actually, right now would be a great
time. That wasn't long ago, yeah.
Yes.
Take me with you!
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You're going to be blown away by the thigh scrapers tomorrow, and you're going to say...
Yes, oh yes.
You'll be our opening act in Japan.
In Japan. No, I'm not sure. You guys will be headlining. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm trying to simplify things as I get older. I know,
Well, he can certainly open for us anytime. We got lucky. I mean, I would say you should be the headliner tomorrow, but we only had the first spot open, you know. And that, unfortunately, that's because John from the Vava Voodoos passed away.
And
we feel really bad about that. Rest in peace. Sorry, Vava
John,
Voodoos.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that. Yeah.
John Brearley, is that what he said?
Hmm?
I forget his last name. I think it's Brearley.
Brearley?
Something like that. Yeah. It's John, but I met him. They were on the show here. Great people.
Ah.
Great guy.
Ah, shucks.
Didn't you have a drummer that just passed away?
Matt Burns remember Matt Burns?
Yeah, Matt played with you?
He played with us, yeah. Matt Burns played with us, yeah.
No kidding. He was a great guy, too.
Yeah, he was a nice fella, too, and a great drummer, too. Mm-hmm. It's it was a shame.
Yep.
Yes, son of a gun. I don't know, are we playing any more songs or whatever?
Sure. Are you up for it?
I mean, you dragged the drums all the way up here.
We're already here, so
keep going. I'll try and do a quick Boston Groupie news report after Moto is over. A little segment they do.
Oh, okay. Do you know Countdown to Menopause?
I know it well enough to get it done.
To wing it. Ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sag, baby, sag. Countdown to Thank yous. And the applause. And the crowd goes wild.
I'm loving it. My own private moto concert.
Oh, boy, I tell you, Bootleg Dan booted out of here really quick, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he scared him.
Oh, he's got somewhere to go, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He's going down.
Yeah.
He's hosting Prime Movers and somebody else I've
heard
of.
Prime Movers, and yeah.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Is that in, where is that at?
The Barn tonight.
Oh, all right, yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know.
All right.
I'm around.
Well, don't beat yourself up. You got to be ready for tomorrow.
All right.
That's true.
I need my beauty sleep.
Yeah, sure. I need my Dutch courage. No, I'm all right. All right, folks. Let me see. Shall we play another song? Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone has any requests, by all means, type it in. Or phone it in.
Milkshake.
Milkshake? Oh, milkshake.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, I might do it in the lower key just to save my voice.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a high.
If you do have a request, I mean, I don't know how many more they're going to do, but 855-915-9636, and we'll try and make them do it.
All right. Okay, it tastes just like a milkshake, folks. Goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come, take a sip of my love. Come, take a sip of my love. You know what you're getting in a nutshell, baby. Come, take a sip of my love. Oh yeah, you know it tastes just like a milkshake, baby. 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 Come, take a sip of my love. Come, take a sip of my love.
WMFO Medford Live Moto. Come see them do their thing tomorrow at the Worthen Attic along with the Thigh Scrapers and the Stigmatics.
Yes.
It's going to be a great afternoon up in Lowell, Worthen House. Be there at before 4.
Okay. Before 4.
Before 4.
Before 4. Before 4. All right, folks. Let's see what else we can yank out at you and
I got a request.
Oh, that by all means.
All right. How about I want to hear either Riding on a Bullet Train or Hard on Rock and Roll?
Boy, riding on the bullet train is good, but I can't remember the words. But I can wing the words. But hard on rock and roll, boy. Who requested this?
Me.
Oh, you did. All right.
I'm a big Moto fan. If you
all right. Boy, let me see if I can do those. What kind of?
If you can't, just go your own way.
Here we go. You can go. Okay. I am loving you.
Well,
it's the right thing to do. Maybe I'd give you my word.
Check it out.
Everything else. You can go your own way.
Go your own way.
You can call it another lonely day.
Just
a lonely day. You can go your own way. Go your own way.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Little Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, we're doing a bit there. Okay. God, I can't remember the words of Hard on Rock and Roll.
You got a hard on rock and roll.
Oh, when you're down and feeling down. When yourself is on the ground. When you're so low, when we're down, now's the time for rock and roll. When you're up and feeling up, don't let no one tell you shut up. Don't forget the words of the tune, it's the time for rock and roll. Cause we're hard on rock and roll. Hard on rock and roll. Hard on rock and roll. Everybody get on the hard. Sha la 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 la. I don't know.
Everybody get on the hard.
What about getting up for physics?
Yes. Okay, folks, getting up for physics. Ready? Aim. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. I like stepping out of the way, but my guitar gets louder when I step out of the way of the microphone, so it makes kind of a guitar breakish sort of feel. Oh, it's great. I revealed my secret. Doggone it. That does it. I'm retiring. I'm done.
Jimmy James is writing this stuff down at home right now.
Okay, let me see. Shall we walk to Primeval?
Sure.
Okay, Primeval, here we go. Ready, same. One, two, three, four. Thank you very much, folks.
Fantastic.
Thank you, freakable people out there. Did I say freaky people? You freaky people out there, woo!
This goes to the freaky people that that you meet each day.
Yeah.
That you meet in the street each day. That's it.
All right. I kind of enjoying my guitar sound. I wonder if I should bring this tomorrow.
Nah. Sounds sweet.
That's a nice one.
Works.
What kind is it?
It's a Fender Frontman
stud.
Reverb.
It says stud.
Oh, the guitar is a stud. Yes. The Fender the Ampeg stud. Yes, this is my guitar.
Oh, you're talking about your amp.
No, my amp. I'm talking about my amp. Yes, the Ampeg stud. The Ampeg stud. Been with me since 1987. Sold to me by Beck Dudley, who was the drummer when we were in the original two piece Moto back in 19 back in the '80s,
mm-hmm.
and the '90s. Yes, like yes. So I don't know, what should I do?
How many more do you want to do?
I don't know. Always. Good question. Here we are on the air.
Why don't you do two more?
Two more sounds good.
Okay, because we gotta wrap it up at some point. I gotta do the Boston Groupie News. We all gotta get ready for tomorrow.
Okay, well let me warm up a little bit here. This is called The Chicks Can Tell.
Yeah.
Goes like this. Ready, aim. A one, two, three. Well, I just had sex and I'm walking down the street.
Talking off the top of my head. Ooh, the chicks can tell.
Oh, thank you.
Something about those chicks.
Something about the chicks.
They can tell.
They can tell. They certainly can. That's a. It's been a problem of many of us.
Okay. They are Moto. They are live. And they're going to do it again tomorrow in Lowell. We're the Natick.
All right. Yes, indeed.
4:15.
Okay, so we're done.
No, you said you're going
to
do
No. Okay, fair enough.
What's a good one to do to cap everything off?
To cap everything off. Let me see.
A little cherry on top.
Okay, this is going to be called Love Back. This is a...
Nice.
It goes like a little ballad for the balladeers out there. 1, 2, 3. Who cares if you're dead and your job, your love has died? Would it bring your love back? Who cares if you're sad just because she left you sad? Would it bring your love back? There's problems in your world, but you know how I feel. There's problems in your home, but you know how I feel. There's problems in your mind, but you know how. Noticing the miserable clam I just did in the middle part.
Oh, is that what that was?
It's like,
sounded good to me, man. I didn't know what you were like troubled about, but I loved it.
It was a massive clam. I remember I was just like, oh man, I'm making a.
Well, it was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Paul, thanks for having Brian.
Corey Taylor, right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
Paul
Caparino.
Caparino.
Yes.
I'm always afraid to say your name. I always think I'm going to screw it up, your last name.
Taylor's an easiest name to say. I don't know.
I know. But, yes, you will see Paul Caparino and Corey Taylor tomorrow.
Moto.
Yes.
As long as you go to the Worthen Attic, doors are at
four.
My mom's coming.
Really? Cool.
She's in her 80s. She's never seen me perform, but she wants to come to this one.
All right.
I told her she could be home before 8. My sister's going to bring her.
That is cool.
She goes, Mom, this place is great. You're really going to love it. She's like, oh, that sounds great. And she goes, I go, the bands are kind of wild, though, Ma. She goes, I know. She goes, try not to curse. I go, oh, I won't. And I'm going, oh, no. Might just have to give her a warning.
Oh, boy.
I'm liking these earlier shows, though. It's
I like the
cool.
early shows, yeah.
I do, too.
At my age, it's, it's like, I like to, have it not be too late when I, leave.
Home before 10.
Yeah. Home before 10, yes.
I don't feel like I'm going to get mugged walking back to the car.
Well, there you go.
Oh, certainly, yeah. All right, folks.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, you want to hear that bullet train? Here it is.
All your belongings at Ticket Check 10.
There it is.
Ticket Check 11 to board the train at Platform 10.
Train hot. here, so I feel right at home. They just all leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Oh, Paul, was there anything you wanted to plug, especially besides tomorrow?
The new album's not in yet. The new album has not even been recorded yet. The reissue of Killmodo has just arrived in Indiana, so I have to, sad to say, I don't have any copies at the show tomorrow. But the Italian 7-inch is how many holdups do we have? They're still having trouble with the artwork.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the artwork together. Oh, God.
I'll try you something.
Huh?
I'll try you something.
Oh, sorry. No, I already got something. We already got something put together. It's just a matter of whether he's deciding to do it digitally or...
What's it look like, the artwork?
Four boys sitting on a step of a tenement house. One of them holding a guitar. One of them smoking a cigarette. One of them slouching, looking at the camera, and another small kid standing in the corner.
Is it a period picture? Like, are they like from the 1930s?
It's a certain period picture. It's four English kids. It's been used for an album before.
Oh, okay.
So what we did was we just reversed it. and put little black bars over their eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Like Devo. Not Devo. AC/DC, Dirty Deeds.
Oh, yeah. It's that. We'll be at Garnerfest.
Okay, it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. You guys can chime in if you want. I still have the mics up. Or do you want me to put them down? Do you get things to say?
All right, Boston Groupie News, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So what's going on tonight? This is where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on tonight, maybe a little further out. But they have all sorts of great articles and everything. I say you go to it yourself. Saturday, I'm in October here. What's the date? 15th? 14th? Yes. There's all sorts of things going on. Kids Like You and Me presents SUPAP, Somerville Underground Pops Arts and Performance Showcase with Unnatural Acts, Children of the Flaming Wheel, Fuke State, Mike and the Picnic Lunch. That started at 1:30 p.m. at Lincoln Park. I guess it's still going on. 46 Lincoln Parkway, Somerville, is an outdoor show, free, but $5 to $15 suggested donations for bands. So, I don't know. Maybe it's still going on. Run over there. It doesn't say an end time. The Teardown, State of the Union, our buddies. The New Frustrations, they're at the Square Root in Rosendale tonight. And we've brought this up earlier. I'll bring it up again. Bootleg Dan presents the Prime Movers reunion with the Sonomatics. That's at the Barron, 7 p.m. show, and there's a Facebook page there you can check out. Also tonight, Tiger Bomb, Robin Lane, and the Nervous Eaters are at Askew in Providence, Rhode Island.
Robin Lane?
Yes, Robin Lane.
All right.
Miracle Blood, Sapling, Indation, Slow Quit, that's at Distant Castle in Worcester. It's very distant. Tomorrow, Reckless Records presents Midday Madness with Worm, Working Poor USA, Barry Larry, Stressball, and Feist. That's at the Midway, 3 p.m. matinee.
Where's my friends?
All ages. And there's a Facebook page. Tomorrow, the Thigh Scrapers, the Stigmatics, and Motos, Paul and Corey at the Worth and Attic in Lowell. Doors at 4. And there's all kinds of other stuff. I say you go and check this out yourself. Thursday, Bootleg Dan presents John Pohida, Tiger Bomb, Rick Barton Band at Blue in Portland, Maine. And Friday, Tiger Bomb again with the Nervous Eaters at Sonya. Now, that really is enough for me. Here's Robin Lane, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Happening things happen. When things go wrong, don't walk away. That'll only make it harder. You any farther. I don't know how to do any more for you. You say I don't love you enough. Ooh, yeah, I can hardly satisfy. Inside yourself, they're hard to face, but you must try. You hide your feelings from the one you love. You got me wondering why. I don't know how to do anymore for you. Satisfied where I know you're needed.
some ketchup from the fridge. Try to go the safer route. Make sure you take your dentures out. It feels so free of worries and cares till you must get the taste of public air. Don't kiss your babe, don't touch her tit. Just get right down and lick that clit. Let her know she's your favorite girl. Stick your tongue in her birth canal. Get high on the smell, catch your buzz on the juice. Just dive that muck. Bubbly, double gum. Spread some skippy on that place. Got that natural peanut taste. Drop an Alka-Seltzer in that ditch. And watch that muck begin to twitch. Now place two ice cubes in that box. Have muck cocktail on the rocks. Make sure to run and get a straw. Before that ice begins to thaw and thaw and thaw. And we'll have lunchtime and grub or shoot. Just like camel soup is good. Diving in a rookie style. Spread her legs and open your mouth. Do it slower, fast, at any pace. Till she comes right in your face. Insert your chin, insert your nose. Get acrobatic and insert your toes. Attach the nozzle from your shower. Gives her that extra squirting power. Gizmos don't mind younger stuff. Davies, who like often dives on careless muck. Teddy Neifer said he would eat any cunt. Unless it was around that time of the month. So come on, all you Gizmo fans, dive down on some bearded clams.
Love diving in a working style. Spread your legs and open your mouth.
Kiss your baby's lips, the lower sits. You know those babes was autographed by the New York Mets. The scuba mask and snorkel lying and diving. Not them, it ain't no fish, just scuba love diving. Get some salt and pepper too. And some dinner mints, you're going to need a few. Got a lamp of all that tasty stuff. Well, just no dessert until you finish your mug. Kenny Holland dives on Odin Young. He pops loose chariots with his tongue.
Hey! Stop diving in the working style. Spread your legs and open your mouth once more. Stop diving in the working style. Spread your legs and open your mouth.
Working can.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's been a long crash course for the Ravers show. Hey, next week we might be starting at noon. I got to tell Huck 2 that as well. They're the guests next week, Huck 2. New semester, and it looks like they're changing things up a little. Kind of wish they'd ask people what they thought of this. I mean, I got a bunch of people scheduled. I got to change everything. But, they got me scheduled from noon to 2. We'll see what happens. It's not written in stone yet. 91.5 WMFO. Like I said, Huck 2 will be here at some time next Saturday afternoon. And I wanted to go over who we're listening to. I don't know. We had Eddie and the Hot Rods in there. Lots of Moto. Robin Lane, Thigh Scrapers with Shatter, The Atlantics, Teenage Flu, you know the rest. Have a request? Save it for Vin Magazzini with Acoustic Sailing coming on next. See ya!
Vicky, how you doing?
How's the